Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Hip Hop Humble Podcast. I'm telling you, I'm blessed with this one. It's a new year, and we got a dope episode for you. I got Chemistry, Swagger Jones in the building.
Good, my guy.
This one was a while coming.
Yeah, bro, long time coming.
Hey, I appreciate you coming in, though, too.
I appreciate you having me, for real.
Hey, no doubt, though, you know, so we're just out here, a lot of folks know about this Hip Hop Humble movement, have been, coming to these shows and everything like that, you and Asad, shout out to y'all. Y'all have been holding down the podcast on that side.
Shout out to that. That's been fun.
It's important to keep all the, everything moving.
Right. That's real.
And I'm just one of the many listeners in the community of How Rude. You know what I'm saying? So I just got a lot of respect for what y'all have done with
that. We appreciate that, for real. Definitely do. It's fun. I enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it. You know what I mean? Me and my guy, we just really swing it too. That's the best part. You know what I mean? Like, it's not set up. It's literally how we feeling that day. So love it when it's organic.
Off the cuff.
Right.
That's how it really should be. And people feel that, Yeah. If it's scripted, that's a little too, newsy.
Yeah, man. It's it's already pre-prepared. So you can't feel the newsy. You can't feel the realness of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anything I do, anything I'm associated with, I got to have the heart in it. And the heart's real.
Most definitely. And then too, it gives y'all the room to talk about the topics y'all want to talk about.
But
separately though, so I'm, getting a little far ahead of myself because that's How Rude, so this is Chemistry's episode. We're talking about you and what you've been doing because you've been doing hip hop around here for a while now.
Yeah, man. What is going on? Shit, I got here in 2016. So.
Okay.
Yep. Since then, I've been going.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've been doing, so you was doing shows before the pandemic and everything, so I want to talk about that, I mean, I want to talk about all of it. I want to talk about your influences, where you grew up, whatever is comfortable for you,
it's all good. We can start where I grew up, it started at the beginning, I guess. I'm originally I grew up in Virginia, Virginia, Maryland. So predominantly I was in Virginia until 8. Then I moved to Maryland, Baltimore, shout out to Be More.
Yeah.
I was there for a couple of years and then moved down to South Carolina. So
went from the DMV to South Carolina,
That was a crazy switch, from the city to South Carolina. But that's where I found my tribe at, for real, Like, my family, lifelong friends. I ain't had no, actual family there besides my sister and my mom's, but I don't know, man. It had to happen. I met some of the greatest people and shit, it helped. They literally are part of the reason I'm here doing this music shit. So, I was in South Carolina, and I've always done music. I grew up in the church. It's part of how that shit go. But I never seen myself performing like I am now. I wasn't always the artist. I was the manager. All my friends could do all this dope shit, and I could sing, I could rap, I could do all the dancing and shit. But I just felt like they were just so great at it, the world should have known. So I started out trying to manage everybody, man. They'll tell you in school, I was everybody manager.
Hey, that's what's up, though.
So I just always had a love for this shit. But then, I don't know, I was trying to be a doctor, bro. That was, my original plan. I was going to be a doctor.
Okay.
So it's crazy.
Talk about it.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how life work out, I wasn't able to go to college like I wanted to, because, family situation and shit, but I ain't mad at it. You feel me? It happened for a reason. And this music, I swear, dog, it just wouldn't lit up off of me. It wouldn't lit up off of me. Left South Carolina for a minute and moved back up to Maryland, right? And shit got crazy. Moved back to South Carolina. And this is when the music shit got real.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up moving into this complex. And it's wild because one of my guys I went to school with, And we was real tight. Shout out to Mark. But in school, he was the anime kid, He was drawing and shit. He wasn't doing the music. We was the ones at the tables beatboxing and freestyling. And he was just, that was our guy. We looked out for him. But then, like I said, moved back to South Carolina. I moved this apartment complex. And literally, he was the next apartment over, up the street. We bumped into each other outside. And he was like, I'm doing music now. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. What you got going? So went over to his crib and he had the whole setup and we literally just started pounding out songs every single day. It became our life. It was wild, And we dropped an album. It was called Down South Swag, DSS. And it was like a mixtape, I guess. We were so excited. We just put all our shit together. Mm-hmm. It was we just gonna drop this shit. And this is back when CDs was still a thing. You feel me?
Yeah. So,
right there, you know.
Yeah, y'all were burning them and getting them out there.
Yeah, we was getting them out there. And it was so cool because, like, we literally had, the city was riding to our shit. It was wild. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So we was like, we got something. And we kept going with it. But you know how that shit go in the group. Groups are hard, man. You know what I mean? Like, the different dynamics of them. And everybody wants to be, like, I feel like everybody wants, it's hard for people to play a role. Like, stay in their lane. Like, you know, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
And for whatever, like, you know, shit happens, we still cool. But, like, the group thing didn't last. But I just kept going with it. I kept going with it. And I ended up, so I was with this chick, right? And we was like, it was tough, man. We was going through some shit. But, like, I was still writing. And I wasn't able to get into the studio. But I was, like, writing songs. And, like, you know, kids tell you whether or not you got a hit or not. So, like, she had kids and shit. And that was my, like, whether or not the song is good or not, I would go off of them. And some of the songs I'm still doing to this day, straight up.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And so that's what I was doing. She was like, man, you got to get out here and do something. Like, you got to perform. And she so happened to know, so Street Poet, I don't know. A lot of people are familiar with her now because she's, like, a life coach, right? But she had Speak On the Entertainment back in South Carolina. And she knew Street Poet. And, like, she had this big-ass shit going. Like, Street Poet was killing it, like, everywhere. Traveling with it, had one of the hottest songs on the radio, and so she linked me in with her. I ended up rocking with her for a minute. Like, she took me under her wing in a sense, you know what I mean? But from that, I like, it was cool, but I don't know, I just followed my heart with shit, you know what I mean? So, like, I ended up going off and doing my own thing, but through that, I was able to meet the exquisite one, Yanni. Right?
You shout
know,
out, yeah.
Shout out to Yanni. So, because of that situation, I met Yanni, you know what I mean? And Yanni believed in me for whatever reason, you know what I mean? She seen what was happening and she understood kind of why I was stepping away from it. And she was just like, I'll help you get to the studio and shit. Like, whatever needs to be done because you need to get this music out here. And like, time, like I said, it was rough, man. We staying in, I was in a hotel and just, it was tough times, you feel me? But this music shit. And so she kept her word though, bro. Like, I was getting to the studio, I was doing shit, and it just literally built into what y'all see, you know what I mean? Like, from that, like, we kept doing shows out there. And by then, we was going by the Too Cool Gang.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Everybody kept saying, like, every time they'd be like, y'all so cool. You just so cool. You so cool. So we was like, fuck it, Too Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we was doing that. And actually, y'all know I'm Miss West Vega, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Tony was a part of Too Cool Gang. Because all knew each other in South Carolina.
Shout out to West Vega. Yeah. Oh, he's from South. He was out there.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's where he's from. He's out there from Utahville, right? So, it's funny because Target is actually the reason Tony became a part of this shit. Because Yanni was working at Target. And he came in to apply for the job. She hired him. And we found out he was doing music. We were doing music. So we all lived around the same area. It's always crazy how that shit worked. And we became a group. I mean, it's crazy. Like, that's my song, dope. I Want It All, is actually the beat the original is the beat that he made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, real shit. And I
that Mark made.
Yeah, no, that West Vega.
Oh, West what?
West Vega, yeah, that's what I was saying. West Vega. We all was together in South Carolina.
Oh, man. Shit.
Because, you know, you got to tell the whole shit. So
right.
That's the story, like, that ass. So he ended up coming out here first. No, actually, I lied. Yanni came out here because it's crazy how life works.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we was doing the Too Cool Gang, and Tony West Vega, he's a part of that, and his brother, Travi Mans.
Yeah.
Shout out to Travi.
Yeah.
He came out to visit, and Yanni was doing photography. We were doing music and videos and shit, and he came out to visit Tony, and we all got cool with Travi, and he told us, he was like, man, if y'all ever want to take this shit somewhere, just come out to California. He's like, come out. He said California. He didn't say humble. I ain't even really lying.
Yeah, for real.
Right? He's like, it's a fucking difference.
Yeah,
for real. He said, come out to Humboldt or whatever. And like a couple of years later and shit, Yanni, you know what I mean? Speed the process up a little bit. Yanni was like, fuck it. She transferred her job out here. So she came first and she was out here with Travi. And she kept hitting me up and was like, man, you got to come out here, dog. You got to come out here. This music shit is different. You know what I mean? And I was just like, I don't know. I just wasn't ready. I was selling cars, and I was good at my job. I enjoyed it. I was in a relationship, and then I don't know. Life be life, and so like relationship ended, and I don't know. It just things just kept fucking happening back to back, and it was just like it kind of like was pushing me out here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I suffered like the loss of a really good person who believed in me, and she told me with my music shit like take it out. And she was like, you need to go. She kept telling me go to California. Like I'm like, nah. Who gonna take care of your ass if I go? Because she was older, like you know what I mean, but. She's my best friend. And I was like, who gonna take care of you? But then she ended up passing, you know what I mean? And I was like, I gotta go. So I hit Yanni up and I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking coming.
There we go.
So I threw a big ass going away party for myself at the lake house. And man, that shit was so fucking lit. And then I fucking packed my car, bro, and I drove out here. I got it in 2 days.
Damn.
2 days. I was not fucking around.
Oh, you barely slept on that one.
I pulled over probably like twice. I wasn't fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I gotta get that. If I'm gonna do it, because I pretty much drove. I had a passenger, but I love her to death, but she was no help. So that's another reason why I got here so fast. But yeah, man, I got up here and I realized I thought I was going like, you know how you see California on TV and shit. The sun and it's sunny and the palm trees. And I knew something was wrong as I was coming up the fucking mountain. I smelled hella weed. And I thought it was a plastic bag on the road. And it was a fucking baby boulder. Rolled over that. I said, what in the fuck? Where am I at? I called Yanni. I said, where am I coming? She was like, man, just come on. Just keep going. I'm like, this shit crazy. But I get out here and shit. Man, touchdown and turned up. I ain't even going to hold you. Touchdown and turned up. The fuck up.
Started moving.
Yeah, man. I met Honest. Shout out to Honest.
Yeah.
So we staying in Samoa because that's really what started. So DJ Pressure, he was my original DJ out here when I touched down. Yanni had knew him and the homie Denise, and they was listening to my music already. And when I touched down, he was doing shows at the Tip Top and shit. So started doing shows there. And then I met Honest because when I got here, I ain't going to hold you. It wasn't that many black people out here.
Yeah.
So to see a black person, I was culture shocked, shell shocked, black shocked. I was shocked at the lack of color, you know what I mean, at the time. And we were standing in Samoa, and in Samoa, you know, they got the beach right there with the ocean right there. You can walk down. And so we walked down there and shit, and literally it was like, four black people. We spotted them from across the way. We was like, what the fuck? And so we was like, we're going to go over there and meet them. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And we go over there, and it's motherfucking Honest and them.
Oh, shit.
His mother, swear to God. Honest crazy. Was over there freestyling and going off like how he be doing. And I was so excited. Shit. I hopped in and started freestyling with him and shit. Yeah. And man, from that day forward, we rocked. Like, we put ourselves, our two sets together because he was Lyric City and we was too cool. So it became lyrical.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's where lyrical came from. So, yeah.
And y'all was doing shows. You and Honest.
Killing it, bro. That was a great, great time. I ain't going to hold you. Like, Mattel, man, we hit every spot around this bitch. Like, opened up for so many dope ass motherfuckers. Living Legends, Pure Powers. We got to open up for Scarface down in Sac, bro. Like,
what?
Yes. I got an autograph and all from that man. Like,
what?
Just it for real, bro. It just took off. The momentum was crazy. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Just
that was about 2017, 2018,
yep,
right?
Yep, sir.
See, that I saw some videos. Y'all was doing some shows, and there was people out there.
Man, we used to pack them bitches out.
that's you know, and you're talking to Mateel too.
Yeah,
I mean, come on now. That's really one of the biggest spots.
Yeah, bro. That's like that's that show. Honestly, so it was Afro Man, right?
Oh, shit.
And he was an Afro Man. I want to say he was Afro Man. And he wasn't ready. He was supposed to go on, and then for whatever reason, he wasn't ready to go on. So they put us on. We weren't supposed to go right before him. But they ended up, like, Pressure was like, this the time. Like, go ahead and fill the spot. Because people was ready for Afro Man. And so we come up, and it was crazy because we actually had, like, we realized we got a following for real. We recognize it, but the Mattel is such a big place. And you think everybody there for Afro Man alone. You know what I mean? They were. Don't get it twisted. But when we got on stage, the crowd went crazy. And that was our first time. My first time, I'm going to say, for sure. Because you know how big it is. And it was packed. Like, upstairs and downstairs. And I'll never forget it. We got to perform it and turn it up. Man, they was jumping it blew my mind. Like, from the top to the bottom. They feeling it. Motherfuckers passing me joints. And I'm like, oh, I want to do this for life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that shit changed. So much, not really changed, just solidified, I guess I'll say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, like, this shit was dope. It was good. And then, you know, that's all pre-COVID, though, like, pre-pandemic. Like, because that shit, that the pandemic really did, it restarted and changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It really did.
It's really hard. It's something that we can't, like, you know, discount because all y'all that were moving out here, that mm-hmm. were making things happen, like, it just, like, you know, it's like you had to almost start over. I think it was a side said that on the podcast, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. It definitely was a restart. Now, I mean, I get, like, on this, for me, you know, I'm spiritual, bro. I get the spiritual level of it. Like, the world did need a restart and a cleansing. And I do believe that put us all on one accord. And people needed to be reminded, no matter where you are in life, at any time, you could be humbled and we all gonna be in the same spot. You know what I mean? So I like that part of it, mm-hmm. but I hate how it fucked up the momentum of the hip hop movement that was going, you know, cause it's important. Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard out here to get that shit going. And it's
yep.
But it's not impossible.
Right.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. And I guess I have a different perspective than a lot of people who've been here for a minute, but humbled. Because so many people come here and, like, college students and shit, they was coming to the shows, like, a lot of people come here and they leave and go back down south, but they take you with them. Like, bro, it was times, like, matter of fact, on the side birthday one year, we went down to, the Bay to celebrate for his birthday, and he went to a black-owned restaurant. I can't remember the name of it right now. But Gary Payton was in there. It was dope, right? I got to meet Gary Payton. But you would think everybody would flock to him, but literally we come in and we sit down. And it was servers coming up to me, bro, that could not believe that I was in there. Wanted to take pictures with me. Was like, oh, my God, I got to call my boy. He's going to be mad he didn't come in to work. He loves you, chemistry. Like, I was outside. I was like, call him, man, FaceTime. Went outside to talk to him. He was so excited. Like, and it's all because they were students from up here who went down there. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard to get it, but it's worth it. You know, it's not impossible. And that's why I love what you're doing. I feel like you really help breathe life back into it. You know what I mean? For real. Because it's not easy. It's a lot of different politics that go into this.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy to get hip hop on around here. It really isn't. And so it takes a lot of people's work. Yep. And so shout out to y'all because y'all were doing the work. And then now that, you know, pandemics, you know, slowed down and everything, you're back out there.
Back out there, man. And it's good, you know, just because it did restart shit, but it's not the worst. You know what I mean? Like, at any time, I feel like life restarts. You know what I mean? So when you already got the necessary tools, it's a little bit easier to get back into it, you know? And it takes more than one. Like, I like the way that it's coming together as a collective. So I'm with that shit. I am.
Hey, I feel you, especially now with that December 2nd show that just went down, you know.
Man, that shit was dope, though.
That was fire.
That shit was fire, bro.
Like, I really, you know, there's, you know, I mean, hey, I heard a lot of this and that, you know, I want to say like 99.999% of everything was just positive.
Yeah.
You know? And how could it not be after that one?
Right. I didn't even notice all the other shit until afterwards. But like, as far as that, I feel like that right there was so, it was beautiful. It was needed. Like, man, I it's hard to put it in words. It, to me, though, it was a beautiful night. I love the fact that we had the live band. We had, you know, everybody got to do their artistry, and that many hip hop artists on one set, crazy. Mm-hmm. I like the turnout. I feel like it was dope. I thought it was a good turnout. I ain't gonna hold you. Oh, yeah. I really did.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? So I'm here for it. You know, I know that I get the other side of it. You know, and I'm sure, you know, but
yeah,
was good for me. Chemistry loved it.
No, hey, you ain't the only one. No, I think everybody really did.
I
you
think
know,
so
and
too.
It's a level up because that live band, that's live the real band. Level up.
Man, that that's live band, that experience is life changing. Like, life changing. That's my second time I got to do the live band joint, too. Shout out to Object Kevin because last year on Halloween, well, Beast Wiz actually, like, he put that shit together. Last Halloween, he did the live band joint, and I got to do the live show, and that's when I had my cello player, the saxophone, and guitar, and two backup singers. Bro, that shit was so crazy. That live instrumentation just changes the whole shit.
That was a big one. That was Black. Shout out to Mo and Black.
Black Humble
was in on that one. Yeah,
try that to my head, not my heart. But yeah, that was dope. I like it. You know what I mean? I'm here for it. I like where it's going.
Yep. Nah, and that's what we have to do is keep that energy moving, right? You know, it's like, you know, we've put work into creating this, you know, kind of a ecosystem infrastructure, right? Because there's, you know, shout out to the homie Juice out there at the Juice Box.
Yeah.
You know,
shout
there's places to, you know, go and record.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
We got, you know, the homie Sequoia, Shady Manila. There's some other people out there that got, you know, home setups and everything like that. But there's some options now where you can go and record your vocals.
Where,
you know,
it wasn't as many as before. Like, for real, you had to work with your own people. Like, you didn't have really have a studio. You had to go to a studio that everybody was going to, but have your own shit, like all these different spots for it, can't beat that. You know what I mean?
And people are doing it. People are making music right now. I'm seeing it happen.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. It's so much good music coming out of here. And you know, the reason, and I'm the reason why they say that hip hop is so hard to get hip hop going out here, it's a reason for it. And I'm gonna say shit because it needs to be addressed. That the reason, and it's honestly, it's stupid. It's the politics. They feel like, and I've heard it out of so many people who throw shows, why they it's hard for them to book hip hop artists because they feel like hip hop brings violence, right? And that always trips me out because our shows. I see nothing but people leaving fulfilled, relieved. You know what I mean? Like,
especially when they see you perform.
Like, you know, bro, that shit from the heart, though. Like, all my music for real is like true stories. Every song, you know what I mean? It's I can tell you where it came from. You know what I mean? And a lot don't come from a sad ass place or like from, you know, loss, hurt, whatever. But you turn it into a beautiful thing. You know, try to. You feel me? So. Yeah, I do enjoy that, but I don't think, I don't know, I don't think hip-hop brings about. I think hip-hop heals, you know what I mean? And people just afraid to try shit. Like, it's an excuse, a cop-out to say that, because I've seen more violent shit happen outside of EDM shows, and, you know, I call that shit that, I mean, disrespect the EDM and shit, but it's that Grand Theft Auto music. Make motherfuckers get mad the whole time. They the whole damn time, right?
And, they got it that lit.
And then now I'm mad. You bump into like I'm in a trance. You feel me? Like that's why I feel I've seen it with my own eye. But we don't talk about that. You know what I mean? So
no, whatever. I feel you. No, it's definitely, and that's up here. You know what I mean? They want to, you know, paint. Hey, I've said it on the pod before, and it has to be said every now and then, especially in a place around here.
Yeah,
hip hop. Was created by foundation is an art form that was created by foundational Black Americans.
Yes, sir.
Full stop.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
And so there's, like you said, there's, you know, interesting politics around here where, you know what I'm saying, like a culture that was created by Black people, they're not gonna let it in, and it's always gonna be that energy up here like that. You know, that's why. But me, you know, I went to HSU, and so it's kind of like, you know, it's that interesting thing where, okay, I know they want to pull people up here, you know, from the cities and things like that, people of color up here to try to change that, to get people exposed. But, like, hey, anybody that's really going to HSU, like you said, it's a culture shock when you come out here.
Oh, man. It really is, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know what I mean? And why is the culture shock? It also exposes you to the real mindsets of things. Like, ignorance is bliss, you know what I mean, for some folks. You'd be surprised, like, coming up here, and you know, we in 2024 now, but like I said, when I came up here with 2016, I was having, because I like to talk, you know what I mean? I listen, and I don't know, I got this unique ability where people, they share shit that they probably normally wouldn't share with other people, you know? And so many people, the white folks, that never even really seen Black people, you know what I mean? Got to be around Black people unless they seen them on TV or, you know, they heard fucked up shit from their elders about it, you know, and then they actually come across Black people on their own and they realize none of that shit makes sense. Like, I had one dude, I can't make this up, said that he felt, this white guy said he felt threatened by my homeboy because his pants, you know, had like cuts in them. Like, they were stylish pants, and he was like, and he just didn't like it made them feel in danger. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean? But that's ignorance. You feel me? So I like it because I feel like that's what hip hop does. Like, it sparks the conversation. And the best conversations are the uncomfortable ones. You feel me? They're very telling, and you learn.
Yep.
And you grow.
Yep.
Right.
Hip hop is it's all about awareness. You know, awareness of people's situations, that's where it came from, you know. And so I think that if you're going to ever be, whether it's a part of hip hop or a fan of hip hop, you got to understand that there's going to be elements that, you know, it's going to be out there. It's going to be, you know, people telling their stories, people letting other people know what it looks like.
Right.
And that's what really music should be, right? It should be that, you know, like something from your heart.
Yeah.
That's your experience.
Yeah. No matter what it is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, but. And it's crazy because other genres can do this shit all day and there's no problem and no one's feeling some type of way. But then when motherfuckers get to spitting about it, and like you ain't got no choice but to feel that shit in your heart and feel that shit in your veins, you bothered because you feeling. Ain't that crazy? Motherfuckers bothered because they feeling. That's how you know what hip hop, what we do. That's how I know what I do. It matters. You know what I mean? Like, people forget you supposed to feel.
Yep.
That's if music don't right make there. You feel, then what the fuck is we listening to? Cut that shit off like they had it on Pootie Tang. I can't, turn me up. Turn me up, man, hearing shit. Turn me up.
Nah, for real. Nah, that's some wisdom right there.
Yeah, man.
That's all facts right there.
Man. That shit real. That shit real.
I mean, you know, and so that's why I think that, you know, when people do let hip hop in around here, you know, then they see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel like hearts and minds really change.
Yep.
Is when it's through art.
It is, man.
You know?
It is. Each one teach one. You know what I mean? Also, each one reach one. Like, it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a show one day when there's only 50 people in that motherfucker. But them 50 people feel it so good that they tell everybody, one person that they know. Now you got 100 people just off of them alone at the next show.
Mm-hmm.
See, motherfuckers like, I think like that. You know what
yep.
I mean?
Yep.
Like, fuck it's a, the turnout.
It's a long game. Yeah, it's a long game. It's not. It. Yeah, because you could go one night. And whatever it may be a bunch of shows going on, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Real.
You know, it's competition around here. Yeah. There's a lot of shows that go on around here,
man,
you know.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm not trying to compete with, you know, my brothers, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to compete with Gay Pressure out there, you know what I'm saying? You really can't that because I mean Gay Pressure is the best DJ around here.
Yeah.
And any Gay Pressure show, shout out to Nostalgia Crew, shout out to Fuego, you know, they pack that
they
place.
They pack that shit out.
You know, so you really don't want to, you know, you don't want. So you just, you know, any given night, it may not be a big turnout, whatever it may be, but it's something that like Swizzlo said on one of these episodes recently where he's like, hey, it doesn't matter if there's two people in the audience. Mm-hmm. You need to go on the stage and give it your all like it was 200 or more. And see, and he was, you know, told the story of like, well, he's like, yeah, he did that one time where it was like, yeah, it was super minimal turnout, like five people at the bar or something like that. But they, you know, Object Heavy went on, you know, did their best. And then, lo and behold, one of the people at that bar put them on the Joshua Tree Music Festival.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, yeah. So that's why you never know.
You never know. So you just got to give it your all every single time. That's why I just keep telling. And we have opportunities out here now. That's what I love to see, you know, with everything moving.
Yeah.
There's venues that are like, hey, we want to have some hip hop shows here. Whether, you know, it's their you know, intention is to make the money off it. I get it.
Yeah.
But if they're giving us, if they're tapping in with Humboldt County hip hop, that's positive for Humboldt County hip hop.
Yeah, we need that. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
got to play the game to win the game.
That's right.
Straight up.
That's right. Folks haven't even had the opportunity to play the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of folks have. That's why shout out to my brother Rowdy out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to, you know, so we got the Roundtable podcast coming up later this evening. We're going to be recording that.
Okay.
And so we're going to be talking about some of the interviews that happened backstage. Shout out to my homegirl Rihanna with Hot Hair. Yeah, she did a good job with that.
She did a good job.
She's going to keep coming out.
Yeah, you know, I like that shit. I mean, you know, it's crazy too. She, that night right before I went on, man, she touched my heart, bro. Cause she was, when I first got, she was at Humboldt State and it slipped my mind. I ain't even gonna lie. She was like, do you remember me? She was like, I've been following your career since you got here. You know what I mean? I came when we did a radio interview at Humboldt State. And, she was the motherfucker who radio interviewed us. You know what I mean?
Oh shit. Okay.
And she literally was just saying how she kept up with the journey the whole time. And man, it just touched my heart. You know what I mean? Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I come a long way, bro. This shit ain't easy. You feel me? And I love my village and shit. And I really do, because without them, I don't know, I'd be a lonely motherfucker. You feel me? Like, it's tough, but it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. You know,
when you get that feedback, somebody tapping in like that. Yeah,
yeah,
now
man.
She's a real one out there.
That,
you know,
it's crazy.
Yeah, she loves the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love what she's doing out there. She got the Little Ghetto Time Machine is her show.
Know,
you know,
I
shout out to
name.
Her. Yeah. Nah, but, you know, so, yeah, so she was backstage doing interviews, you know, so young brother Rowdy out here, you know, he's coming up. I'm just going to let people know, you know, Rowdy's interview on the Hip Hop Humble podcast had like 3 times as many views as the next top podcast.
Let's get it.
Rowdy, folks are tapping in with Rowdy,
man.
I'm telling you.
Shout out to Rowdy, man. Keep that shit going. I remember when he first popped out, so that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. And see, Rowdy said something on the interviews where he said, you know, he's made a statement, you know. We talk about this is, you know, we talk about hard conversations here. No need to pull punches. And I definitely ain't up out here trying to like not platform people's voices. That's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
It matters.
It really does. And Rowdy said, you know, he, from his perspective, he's like, hey, you know, we need some more youth in the community. You know, he's like, he said, hey, there's been some gatekeeping and stuff like that. And so we're going to talk about that. We need to talk about that. You know, we really do.
That's that. Hey, you know? I'm here for it.
It's going to be it's going to be crazy.
Fucking go. Oh, yeah.
That's it. Between that, we're going to talk about, you know, some other topics. But,
okay,
you know, I mean, it's the point where with Humboldt County hip hop at the on the wave that it's on right now, we all got to start working kind of in unison.
Yeah,
you
know,
we really do.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, that's a, one of the things of it is, you know, so again, like, there's always a lot of shows going on. And so there's a lot of competition. Yeah. And so at this point now, there's enough venues that want to tap in with Humboldt County hip hop, not even just like maybe once a month, but like almost every weekend, right?
Okay.
Or multiple shows. So what we got to really try to work on is like, okay, like, I see, it's hard though. You know, you can't really like, not everybody's like, there's not like this like conglomerate where everybody's in communication and tapping in. And then we also just like separately, hey, we just get, you get the date that you get from a venue. Like, that's the date they can do it. Then that's the date that you got to get it. You got to do
it. You know,
if it crosses up on somebody, it's just like, dang, at that point. So it's just at that point now where if we really want to make sure that, like, you know, we're not having like half filled shows and stuff like that. Like, we got to try to, like, you know, just tap in and just say like, hey, like, you know, I mean, that's, hey, let me tell you what. Shout out to Kiki Cosmo, because what I'm going to say is this, is that in the LGBTQ community, so she runs parties out there, right?
Okay.
And so there was some multiple parties. This was actually in, so we in 2024 now, 2023, there was like a bunch of parties that was, it was, that were going to happen on the same day.
Yeah.
And Kiki was like, okay, no, she's like, no, we canceling this. We canceling my party. We're not going to, like, you know, have half here, half there. We're not doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
That's community.
That matters.
Mm-hmm.
That
it really matters. Does.
Nah, for real. No, we should compete against each other if we in the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does. That's real.
Yep.
But I would love to see that happen.
I'm with it.
I'm here for it. You'll make it happen.
Yeah. Nah, we're going to keep it. Even if it's just a chat with all the real ones, you know what I'm saying? NAC1, 2 Tank, you know what I'm saying? People that are running shows out there, you know what I'm saying? Owlbear's running shows. So, you know, just keeping everybody linked and tapped in.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things separate from that. You know, this Hip Hop Congress is moving out there. They, you know, the Hip Hop Congress, you know, did a lot of work behind the, the December 2nd show and everything like that. You know, we got, at this point now, see, it's all about how you can make something happen for the culture, right?
Right, to keep
because
moving.
Everybody's moving.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to put in? We on that JFK shit. Now, ask not what you think, if somebody can do for you, what can you do for you know?
Yeah, I figured that, because it's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm with that shit. We can... It's going to work out. You know what I mean? It definitely is, like...
Yeah. No, it's moving. And I like, again, so then I love what you guys are doing with the How Rude.
Yeah.
Well, so How Rude, though. Hey, so it's interesting. It's, you know, things are changing up.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it because Asai's going to be here later, too, though. But, you know, How Rude, unless I'm wrong, that was, you guys are done with How Rude, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So, all right. So, and also on my end, right?
Oh, like,
So I got to tell you how I came into the How Rude podcast.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm not in the group How Rude. You know what I mean? I'm not. When they first started doing it, I jumped on like maybe twice as a, like just, you know, just hopping in with them. And I had a really good time and shit. And as time went on, like, well, you know, Top Track, he ended up moving. And Lance was doing his own thing and shit.
Shout out to Not a Clue.
Yeah, shout out to Not a Clue. He was doing his thing. And so aside, he wanted to keep it moving or whatever. And he was like, shit, like, you down to keep it going with me? And I'm like, hell yeah, bro. Like, and that's really how it came into, like, me just coming in co-hosting with it and shit. So, like, technically, he made a lot of decisions as far as on that side of things with it, you know?
Mm.
But, I'm from what I'm gathering, it didn't make sense to keep it as How Rude, because How Rude is that collective, that group, and it's literally just me and him going forward. And it's, you know, it is, at this point, it was just time to switch it up and, you know, make it more unique to what we're doing.
That,
you know what
sense.
I mean? Type of shit. So,
yeah,
How Rude's done with... coming out with the Mac One, you know what I mean?
That's
which is just
it.
Dope. Like, that's my boy's initials, but also it's Malik and Chemistry. You know what I mean? It's a double entendre type of shit.
So, hey, I'm ready for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Heck
that one's going to be... Man, we gonna keep the same shit, but it's gonna get a little bit more in it. You know what I mean?
Y'all are going in. Okay.
Yeah. We got some big things coming. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. And I ain't the only one. People out there, they ready for it, you know, because they've been tapping in with the podcast with How Rude. How Rude is big around here.
Yeah, it's been fun. I ain't gonna lie, man. I always was into the podcast and shit, listened to a lot of podcasts, and I don't know. It's been really fun, you know? I didn't realize I was going to enjoy it as much. But yeah, now that's a part of my shit. I like podcasting.
Yeah, you a voice around here.
I appreciate these people, man, because like I said, I ain't a local, but man, they love me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been here long enough, but I can't say I'm a local. When I go home, I stay for a whole damn month. So, you know what I mean? But I do Humboldt's home. I love it. You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
They fuck with chemistry, man.
That's it. Humboldt's tapping in. And they're going to continue to tap in. And I'm going to be looking forward to whatever music you coming with. You know, that's going to be,
it's coming, man. I'm working. I feel like I've been working on this album my whole damn life.
We ready.
It's a man's, I got the name. It's Broken Pieces. It's coming. I plan on dropping it. I'm got to put a timeline on myself. Like, at least I got to have this shit out by March. No later than March.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going ahead and drop it here now. I'm putting myself, I ain't giving no date yet, but March. That way, because it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. I sometimes get in my own way. You know what I mean?
Hey, there's a lot going on. It's like that. You know what I mean?
Life be life, and bro.
Plus, I know that you're the type of person where you really want to make sure what you're dropping is dialed. Yeah, it's not just you we're not just, putting together, you dialing it.
Nah, bro. This shit called Broken Pieces for a reason. I love puzzles. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My life is a puzzle. And put the pieces together and, the picture's pretty, I hope.
Hey.
We'll see, goddamn.
That's it right there.
But I'm here for it.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Heck yeah. Hey, Chemistry. So, I just like to, when I can, slip in a few different things, kind of off the cuff, ask about a few different things, what I don't want to do, and I'm not trying to, move in on Hal Rude's lane in terms of because you guys talk about current events and things
What,
hey. I'm just talking about this Cat Williams shit that just dropped.
Hey, I'm glad you brought this shit.
I'm on it.
Boy.
I've been fucking with Wildcat for a while though, but I mean, come on, this is it.
I love Cat Williams, dog. You know what I mean? That little motherfucker, I love that dog. Man, he went on there and he man, he broke it. He did exactly what he's supposed to do, man. Like the truth, like he said, the truth is the fucking truth, you know? And he's always been attacked, his character, I feel like, for who he is. Like, you ain't gotta like the way he delivers shit, but he's a fucking comedian.
Right.
He's not gonna give it to you with some fucking honey and sugar on top. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I liked it. I ain't even finished listening to the whole shit. I got halfway through that bitch. I still gotta finish, bro.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, see, that's the thing about Cat, though, is that he's always been that type of person where he's going to call it.
He's going to call
it. So you really, I mean, if you, whether it's just said, taking jokes and everything like that. And see, my thing is I'm not trying to hit every little issue that, Cat was talking about. But, when it comes to that, with specifically with Cedric, I get that. You're going to make somebody feel that way. Cedric is going to make somebody feel that way. Anybody, when you take somebody's work like that, you're going to make them. And you, I mean, it really was. The Kings of Comedy was the peak.
It was, but he really did take that man's joke.
Yep.
He fucking, originally, it was a Cadillac. Remember, he was so high, he couldn't get the motherfucker out. And he kept doing, I never forget that shit. I forgot. But then Cedric just turned it into, a fucking spaceship or some shit.
Yeah.
He dead ass stole that man's joke.
Yep. And I mean, hey, my family, we watch, shout out, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. We watch the Bernie Mac show all the time. And one of the episodes, it was a trip because he was on the stage and it was, the episode was featuring Chris Rock. Chris Rock was in the episode. And so it was the same thing. So Chris Rock goes on stage and repeats a joke that Bernie has said. And so Bernie's feeling like, what is that about?
Yeah.
You're going to make somebody feel that way. You have a voice. And you can't just be out there biting. It's one thing, I'm saying? If you're going to be making music and, you're getting some tracks where they're going to sound similar, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
If your words are straight up biting, come on now.
Like, blow for blow. You ain't even try to make it unique or nothing. You know what I mean?
And that's where Sed went wrong.
But disrespectful.
Right. And Sed probably got the least of it compared to anybody. Ricky Smiley,
my man said.
He got it.
He put him in a dress. He put in his contract. He had to wear a dress. And what you seen him in the next movie we did together? address. Nigga said, why? I love that when he said that, though, man. He said, because he got to put the person in the role that they are good at. That man, he said, they can't play men. They play better women. I'm like, cat.
He went in on them. And they're going to have to, at that point, too, though, you have to say something like, hey, how wrong is he, though?
I ain't heard nothing yet.
Right.
I ain't seen now one of them folks say shit yet, besides Ludacris. And Ludacris, nigga.
He ain't really in it like that, yeah.
The fuck? He just, shut up. Like, love Ludacris, but shut up.
He's just mad because he got some of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. What'd he call him? He said lizard face or some shit. But I love that shit, man. Like, yeah,
Cat went in. And that was good. And I don't know whether it was, you know, it's that two-way energy, too, because Shannon Sharp, I mean, you know, like, he just, you know, his reactions and everything like that. It was one of the best ones I've seen in a while.
I don't think he was quite ready for, you know, what was coming with Cat, straight up. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to sweat his little line up off the way he was looking, man. Shannon looked like, fuck, what he saying next? But man, I'm glad that he allowed for him to, like, you know, roll with it, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like he played, you know, he stayed in the middle pretty decently, as much as he could, considering I'm pretty sure he cool with a lot of them people, so.
Yep. You know, Shannon did call him out, you know, when Cat, you know what I'm saying, pieces here and there was Cap. I mean, Cap up there talking about he's running like a 4.140 and everything like that. I'm like, okay. You know, Shannon called him on it, like, what, you know.
Come on, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think Shannon Sharp did good with that one, you know what I'm saying? That was, you know, but, you know, that's just one of the things where, you know, we got all this stuff you guys talked about on the How Rude podcast, everything going on with, like, Jonathan Majors and everything There's this interesting thing going on. Like,
it's so crazy how, and, you know, it sucks, but, like, Johnny, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. Like, Jonathan Majors went through something crazy, you know what I mean? But he lost everything. Like, he was guilty before anything, you know, people just automatic. He lost all his deals, everything, man. That shit is crazy.
That's how it's crazy out there.
That's crazy. You know?
And I don't feel like it goes like that with everybody. I think,
you know,
that's,
it don't.
Right?
It don't. Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching, what is it, the on Netflix. It's called Is This Black Enough For You? And it's about, like, black exploitation, like the films and just how we, like, they, you know, we always had to fight anyway just to get into films and Hollywood and even being able to play a lead role as a black actor or actress, you know what I mean? A person of color, period, you know, it's always a fight. And it's like, once you get in there, you still got to fight to stay in there. Like, every single thing you do, you got to think about it to the person that you talking to in a relationship with. Now, it was wild when that man said, I need you to hold me down like Coretta Scott King to this white woman. She's not thinking that. He should have said, hold me down like Sarah Palin. You got to talk.
Right.
You
got to
talk with it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I just feel like, man, they crucified my man before anything even came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We'll never know the full story on it. But.
And I feel like, too, that's, you know, that's part of the plan, too, basically. Hey, I mean, you know, you can just put some allegations out there and then, you know, somebody's done.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, I mean, I ain't going to get into anything. We're not getting into anything crazy, but I'm saying we just had this, like, Epstein stuff drop. And I mean, like, I'm just like, okay, so Billy Clinton's going to be, and Hillary, they still going to be out there doing their thing. Like, what's up with it? Why is it only, you know, people of color and black people, without a doubt, that just automatically get canceled on some just allegations?
Allegations, like, not even. Man, that Epstein shit is on a whole nother level of crazy. You know what I mean? Private islands for wild shit. Like,
right.
Man, and that shit just gets swept under the rug. You know what I mean? It's like, these people real live nasty and doing bad things. And this man canceled because he, I don't know what he do, yell at the damn girl.
I know.
Right. He yelled too hard and a little spit hit her or something.
Right.
She was assaulted.
I know. Fuck. Crazy out there.
That shit crazy.
It's too crazy out there. There's so much moving. But in the meantime, that's why I'm really glad that this community has y'all, you and Asad, still moving the podcasting forward, you know what I'm saying? Because folks are going to want to be tapping in.
Yeah, man.
You guys are bringing on a bunch of guests. I love hearing the different perspectives. Shout out to Ruffian. Shout out to my homegirl Mo. Shout out to my brothers Height and Albert.
Yo, them boys is crazy.
Yeah.
Height's so goddamn funny.
He really
that's
is,
my
man.
Guy. Boy, last night we was having an R&B fest.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to y'all, man. That's my people.
Hey, we just trying to keep it moving. That's what we all doing out here. It's at that point now where, I mean, if you're wanting to get your brand, if you want to get your stuff moved forward, now's the time.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm hopping in all the way, 2 feet, baby.
That's it. I'm
trying to keep up with y'all. I love the motion. You feel me?
Hey, nah, we following you.
Hey, we following each other then. Let's
That's it.
Let's get it.
Hey, Chemistry, well, I really appreciate you for this one. Man. Let me tell you what. And that's another thing, too, is you always welcome back on the Hip Hop Humble podcast.
Say, you know, I love the fucking podcast. So now I'm going to take you up on that. You know, open the door and I'm stepping in it.
That's it. You know, and no, without a doubt. And you got something coming, hopefully March or around March.
Yeah, man, I'm aiming for March, dog. You know, I'm aiming for March. My sister's birthday in March, so.
Oh, there we go. Let's happy birthday.
I'm aiming for March. It's time.
Heck yeah. Nah, I feel it. And then, hey, so people going to be tapping in with that. When you ready, you know, that's the other thing is we got the lives going, the little lives and everything like that. So, hey, when your album drop,
yeah, let's put some shit together. Let's put our heads together and figure out a way to drop that shit right. How about that?
I'm with it.
All right. Y'all heard them now, right?
Oh, we with it.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Shout out to y'all in Humboldt County. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate y'all. Shout out to Chemistry for your time.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Yeah. Hey, till next time, Humboldt County, thank you so much.
Peace.